What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Isn't this Fleetwood Mac?
Yeah. Nailed that one.
Yeah, I'm a Fleetwood Mac fan. The story, that group story is phenomenal. There's a nasty bunch of individuals.
Yeah, is there like a documentary on you watched? Or just, well, no, knowing
just
over the years?
Just a history. Yeah, I forgot the name of the album, but it was considered their greatest album. Everybody was sleeping with everybody, and everybody was breaking up with everybody, and they say some of the greatest music that we've ever heard. It's a really, really, like, if you just read the story of the music that they made, it's phenomenal.
It's a Rumors album.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, that's the Rumors. Hey, man, and when you listen to the songs, it's funny. When you listen to the songs, you can hear the pain in the music.
Sometimes turbulence leads to great
Yeah, man. It was crazy. It was crazy. It does.
All right, before we go back to the phone lines here on the Phils, and do you believe this year is different? Does this team feel different to you as we head towards October? They feel different to me. There's a resilience to them that I haven't seen in past years. Their outfield is clearly better than it has been in past years. They have a real closer now, which they haven't had really at any point of this. They got by in 22, and between Sir Anthony and Alvarado, and, you know, they kind of mixed and matched at Eflin. It worked, but they didn't have anything like they have right now in Duran. They have all these things they didn't have. I think Topper's hitting the right buttons, and they're going to have a bye in the first round. As long as they, you know, don't fall on their face the next 2 weeks and beat the Dodgers next week, they're going to have that bye. This feels different. I'm willing to say it. Kyle's willing to say it. Not everyone is, though, because some people saw shades of doubt.
Say it, Douglas.
I think they're different, but, I mean, the ultimate goal for them this year, like any other, is to win it all.
All right, I'm not trying to
get the hell out of here.
I know that one. That's a strong one.
No, Art's not kidding around with you. I am not trying to lower expectations. But is there a world where they make us proud, play really well in October, and come up just short? I think there is. I'm not trying to lower expectations.
You mean an attaboy? Way to work?
Well, like,
we'll know it when we see it.
Well, exactly. 22, I didn't feel that was disappointing at all. In fact, they overachieved. And 23, they choked. Last year, they were chumps. I think it's going to be closer to 22 than chumps.
We are bringing chumps back.
Yeah, did they not play like chumps in that series against the Mets? Yeah.
Chumps is strong.
They were chumps last year.
They were chumps. I mean, here's the thing, though. Like I said, we're going to know it when we see it. Yep. It's going to depend, though. Like, I think, man, we get to the World Series. There's no world in which we should lose to any of these AL teams in a seven-game
series. I agree with that. I think the AL is as weak as it's been in a long time. I mean, if you pin me down who the best team is, I would say the Tigers.
Yeah.
And, like, it's nothing special.
Come on.
Yeah, we took them already in August in Duran's first series.
Come on, Douglas.
Afraid of the Tigers and the Blue Jays?
I'm not afraid of anybody. It's just
and
that
the Mariners.
I'm afraid of the bats going cold. Cold bats. Cold bats.
But couldn't that happen to any team, any time in a short series?
Well, you're right. Especially but it seems pitching. Like it happens to us all the time.
Well,
it happens since
PTS
I've been.
PTS Douglas,
I know.
Man.
And living PTS in the past, PTS Hugh.
Douglas. I'm just saying, I just remember us as fans blaming. Who was he blaming? Wow. Was it
Rojas,
Johan, no, with the bat on his shoulder.
Well, wait,
that's why you remembered who I was talking about.
Well, because you were the one.
No,
because you went on this whole rant about how it wasn't Rojas' fault.
It was.
And I was trying to explain to you that nobody's blaming Johan Rojas.
Yeah, they kind of were.
Well, the guy's a minor leaguer. So,
he left his bat on his shoulder.
Only idiots were trying to blame Rojas for that series.
But I mean, that's what idiots did. They blamed him.
But wouldn't you say.
Calling out the fans again?
I love the fans, but the fans know they're crazy. They know they're crazy.
Okay,
they're okay with that.
Let me present this. You're right in your assessment that their bats have gone cold in October 2 years in a row. Even three if you want to go to the end of 2022. But doesn't this look different heading in?
It does.
So last year they were playing pretty mediocre for 3 months heading in. We lied to ourselves and said it didn't matter.
The momentum.
Now they're playing better. So if it happens again, it will be more surprising. Last year really wasn't surprising. The year before, they were very feast or famine that whole year, right? And that playoffs, when we were in Atlanta, they were hot for the beginning of the Arizona series, hot, and then they fell off. This year hasn't been as much of that. They've just looked more steady, other than when they go to Citi Field, mostly this whole year.
Like the way they played in that Mets series shouldn't have been a surprise to a lot of people, but I think it was.
Well,
we didn't want to stare reality in the face.
Yeah.
It feels different going in this time.
It does.
Yeah.
And again, that doesn't guarantee anything. I mean, they're just short series that things happen. But I just feel like they're in a good spot compared to where they have been. All right, 215-592-9494. And I don't think we can discount Bader and Duran. Those are huge additions. And Bader, maybe not in name, but in performance, he is. All right, let's, before we go back to all the phone calls here on this, the Chiefs stuff, let's check in with Jerry Jones. So Jerry was doing his weekly spot down in Dallas, and he talked about the trade conversation that he and the Eagles had about Micah Parsons. Here's what Jerry said.
Jerry, there was a reported offer over the weekend that Philadelphia had made in a trade for Micah. Was that a flat no, or was there a counter offer that would have been made?
No counter offer. And to the interest, you know, the thought all along was to see where the interest level was. And that was very important, and from the get-go, that was an effort on our part to chum up interest, and that's a part of what was going on during those months that we were talking about Micah.
All right, so I'm actually surprised at Jerry. I mean, Jerry's obviously lost it as a football guy, but he's a businessman, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I don't understand, if he's telling the truth there, is why didn't he go back to the Packers and get more? Right? He acknowledged the Eagles thing was real. What we heard by Jay Glazer over the weekend was it was a bigger offer than what the Packers offered. So if it was designed to get the Eagles on board to drum up interest, why didn't he go back to the Packers and say, I have this on the table from the Eagles. I need more out of you.
Probably a slap in the face. Because like, okay, I'm going to get trade him here for less.
Yeah, but that's a slap in his own face.
Yeah,
he's hurting his own product.
Yeah. I mean, and he's, again, as old as he is, he's not that thick to trade him in the division and have to see him. That would have been the story. Because they were already talking about how crazy he was for trading in the beginning.
Right.
But you still trade him to a team that you're going to have to see in 4 weeks. And probably if the Dallas Cowboys were better, you would potentially have to go through to get to the playoffs.
Well, like, let's say the Cowboys bounce back in a couple years. I don't think Green Bay's going anywhere, right? Parsons is 26, loves 26. So he gave him to a team that he's going to be on and
That's making it harder for you to get to where you want to be.
Yeah, it just doesn't, like, go back to the Packers and get more. I don't really believe him, I heard all that. It doesn't make any sense.
The offer never even happened, according to Jay in West Philly. Schefter and Glazer made it
up. That's right. We did hear that earlier in the week.
About that.
But Jerry Jones acknowledged it literally did happen.
No. Okay. Probably lying, too.
You know what? Unless it goes in with what you think, it's a lie. Right? That's the way things work around here? I
always.
Get it.
That, you didn't know that?
I learn it more every day. All right, 215-592-9494. Mark in Woodbury Heights, up talking some Phils. Mark, what's up?
Guys, good afternoon. I have to come on this radio station today and tell you I am fully, fully on board with the Philadelphia Phils.
Oh, Mark, I was waiting for this day. We're in. Now let's hope we get what we want here in October.
And I want a title for Topper. The title for Topper. I have been really critical of him, as you know, at times, and the offense. but they're getting timely hitting. The pitching has been surprisingly really good without Wheeler. No more criticism, guys. I'm done.
But I love it, Mark. And Mark, how about Bader? I mean, I got to imagine you're enjoying this as much as I am. He's been awesome.
I love Bader. You know what he reminds me of? He reminds me a little bit of Lenny Dykstra.
Yeah, I see it.
And you know what the team needed? The team needs spark plugs. Like, there was too many power guys. You need a spark plug. He's like a spark plug. And what a great, you know, if he continues at this pace, what a great move by Dombrowski. But listen, there's just two things they got to do, Joe. Mm-hmm. Do you hear me out real quick?
Yeah, go for it.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They got to play better on the road, right, consistently. And they're coming off a good road trip, but it's got to be consistent on the road. And then number two, Bryce Harper needs to be that generational player offensively in the playoffs like we brought him in to be. Does that make sense?
It does. And you know what? There's going to be a game, Mark, where they're going to need him to hit a pair of home runs. I mean, I don't know if it's the first round or it's the World Series, but they're going to need him to have one of those games where he takes over the game. And we haven't had too many of those this year. It's you know, he's got 24 or 25 home runs, but it's not felt like that most of the season with him.
Yeah, we need him to be a little bit more clutch with the power and the extra base hits. You know, and when the game is 4-2, 3-2, you know what I mean, a closer game. That's what we need. But I'm on board. I think Rob Thompson, especially with the outfield platoon, I said, let me give this a shot. Let me just see how this plays out. It's working out. Hopefully it continues. No more phone calls. No more criticism of the team. I'm on board. Wow. I want a title for Topper and for the Phillies. Guys, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to speak.
Mark, appreciate your phone call. Mark, that's a big one.
Well, we've come
not
a
easy
long
to get,
way.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, after the first game, Mark said enough is enough.
I know, the 19 strikeouts against the Nats.
Doesn't that feel like that was like a week ago, by the way? This season flew by.
It has. I know they were telling the afternoon show earlier this week if it's been a great season. I don't think it's been there hasn't been much drama in terms of like walk-off wins and those special moments, but they're obviously a very good team, and they're in position to give us an October. Here's what I expect. I can't guarantee they're going to win a World Series. I expect an October run. I would be very surprised if they just putter out in three games or four games in the first round.
It would be very disappointing.
Very.
If they didn't have a strong showing in this postseason.
Yeah. Now, I think it's worth noting that we may match up against the Dodgers in our first playoff series. So for us to also expect like an easy sweep, that might not going to happen either, right? It might be a challenge right off the bat. But I think they're up for it. And they go to L.A. this coming week, which is a big series to kind of lock down that two seed. All right, let's go to Will in the Northeast talking to Phils. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
What's going on?
Oh, man, listen, man. My boy Kepler, he's stepping up. My man Castellanos, they stepping up, man.
Will, you know, your guy Kepler, you said to wait on it, and here we go. He's hitting.
Hey, listen, man, I'm trying to tell you, man. It's one thing I ain't been worried about all season is these Phillies. And I'm going to keep it real with you, man. I had this feeling ever before the season even started, man. That's why I kept saying it. It feels like it's going to be an Eagles run. It's been up and down. The players, like, back and forth. We don't know. First 1 minute, let's get rid of the coach. Let's get rid of everybody. Let's start to rebuild and all this. But now everybody's starting to get on board. But who's really starting to get on board is the team, man. And that's what I'm loving, man. They're starting to have fun. And these guys is taking it serious. And I think finally they understand that they don't have to hit it out the park in order to win games. They could win games like they've been winning these last three games. You know what I'm saying? What I want to say about the Eagles, right? This is my main thing, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, everybody keep overlooking it. The only way we lose this game is how? Through the play calling. I'm telling you. It's not, and I want y'all to stop blaming Jalen, because if these plays is not designed and not good for the offense and the receivers to get open, or for him to throw to the receivers, that's not on Jalen. That's on the offensive coordinator calling the plays. Another thing is, we got running backs. We got three now, right? Mm-hmm.
Tank Bigsby now part of the mix.
Exactly, exactly. So guess what? We ain't got to change nothing. Okay, I'm just hoping that AJ and the rest of the guys, listen, are y'all playing to win or y'all playing for stats? Because if y'all playing for stats, then let Jalen know what he got to do. And I know everybody, I know the world want to see Jalen throw over 200, 300, 500 yards like the rest of these quarterbacks. I don't care about that. All I do is care about winning. All I want to do is repeat. And what I want to do is blow these corny Chiefs out again because they overrated. And everybody keeps still giving them that type of respect. Mm-hmm. And I understand why, but guess what? We was their kryptonite. We the one that punched them in the face. And guess what? Now everybody lining up to do it. So guess what? They need to congratulate the Eagles and thank the Eagles for showing them the way. Last thing I want to say, like I said with Patrick Mahomes, you got to force him left, man. He's so comfortable on that right side. You force him left, we win the game. And that's something basic. That's all I got.
All right. Well, hopefully Vic Fangio is listening. Well, good phone call there. Give him a little scouting report on how to beat Mahomes. Force him left.
No, I was listening. I was kind of trying to remember. Yeah. He said, yeah, I'm just thinking. I was like, okay. I see what he's saying, but I'm not disputing that, but it's like, man, he seemed like he's pretty good at any way he throw the football.
Well, yeah, that's why he's one of the best of all time.
I'm just saying, I was just thinking, I'm like, damn, he's been times I've seen him go left. He delivers football.
Yeah, he delivers it basically anyway. He played well in that game this past Friday night, if you were watching any of it against the Chargers on the YouTube game. It wasn't his fault they lost the game. They got carved up by Herbert. In the second half, Herbert was completing a lot of passes on them. I wonder if now their defense is better than Dallas. You're right, Hugh, you said that a little while ago. They didn't look very good in that first game. Now, that might have just been week one. Who knows? I don't know. But maybe the Chargers are going to be really good this year. Maybe Herbert's taking a leap.
Mm-hmm.
They got thrown on. The Chargers were able to throw the football all over against the Chiefs.
Yeah, and I can tell you that's probably a conversation that's being had, trying to tighten up that secondary, trying to get more pressure on the quarterback. Like I said, man, being in a situation like that where you get your butt kicked like that with a team that has that kind of pride, they've been working hard this week. They're going to come out swinging.
Here we go. Greasing the skids over here.
I'm just saying that they're going to come out. They're going to come out ready to play. They're
I expect the Eagles to come out ready to play.
Yeah, they will. They will be. No question.
Mm. And I just don't hear the same energy in your voice. So the Eagles
will
be ready.
Well, because I'm explaining. I'm in teaching mode.
Is that right? Is there any world in which a loss Sunday versus KC would be acceptable to you? One of our Twitter poll questions today. You're getting cooked on this one, Hugh.
How am I getting cooked?
Because destroyed.
you are associating with the take. You could have come on here and say, Elliot Shore Parks, done with him.
No.
He's lost his mind. He's cooked.
I find Elliot fascinating.
Yeah.
I find Elliot fascinating.
Oh.
It's just like Tobias Harris.
Yeah. I mean, I find people that they think outside the box. Yeah, I'm just like, okay, how does your mind work? Yeah, I feel like that about Elliot.
Right, but
because he's always been like that.
I do too, but I often totally disagree with him. I appreciate him and think he's crazy.
I don't agree with him. I'm just trying to workshop.
Okay.
How did he get to this? That's all.
Well, you sounds like you kind of are with him. All right, is there any world in which a loss versus KC would be acceptable to you? 82% saying no. That's a big number. 82% is a very big number. 18% siding with Hugh Douglas over here. All right, let's go to Nick in Collegeville. What's up, Nick?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Nick. What's up?
Good. So, Hugh, I think you probably might need to get like a monocle or something so that Joe and Kyle and everybody else can like pay attention to that third eye.
They don't understand.
But I kind of agree with you with the it's an acceptable loss or whatever.
First of all, that
sounds like you're not
listening.
This take
is associated with you now. I hope you're happy about this.
I kind of agree. It's acceptable because of the circumstances last week, yada, yada. But
what circumstances? Hold on. What circumstances?
Well, the circumstances that the Chiefs lost, you know, they're going to be coming out looking to get right, all that.
But so can't I say that about every single 0-1 team?
Yes, you could.
Okay, doesn't fly if every year in week two I could say this about half the league.
All right, okay. So I'll take that back a little. So then it's Hugh, you're not fully right. You guys have to beat the Chiefs. A loss would not be acceptable because
tell him, Nick.
Coming from me, I need your guys' help because I'm a Broncos fan.
Oh, okay. So, all right. Well, yeah. Now I can. So you're easily swayed here. You're just yelling.
I don't give a shit.
No. But also, with the McGurks, I wanted to thank you guys for coming out. I had a blast. I really appreciated it.
Well, Nick, we're glad you were able to come out of it.
Man.
It was awesome. Yeah. It really was, Nick, man. It was great hanging out there.
I was going to say, Hugh, that Pitbull statement that you made about T.O., that was kind of how I approached it. I am a dog person, but when I saw you, I did freeze up. But I walked up. I put my hand out. Hopefully, I didn't get bit, which I didn't. But you're a scary dude. You're a big, big man. Kyle, thank you, even though you weren't there. Thank you for that. You were not in person.
Not during our show, I think Dick was talking about. During our show.
All right, okay.
He came after.
But yeah. All right, I didn't see you then. But I appreciate it because you gave me my Arthur drop that I love.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I'm gonna talk to Rod Lakin and see if you personally can be at these travel events.
Yeah,
like
Nick was talking. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
you know what?
I mean, he was. There.
I like you, Nick.
He was in his. You were in a Broncos jersey, right? The orange crush one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember you. Yeah. No, Nick, it was great hanging out, man. We appreciate the phone call, and I appreciate you flipping your opinion to blast Hugh here because that's what we're looking for.
It wasn't my take, but.
But you realize you've associated yourself with Elliott Sinus.
I realized that people hear what they want to hear. So when I tried to explain maybe, just maybe, where Elliott was coming from, it became my take.
Nick had you pinned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nope. I know.
But okay.
Your take now.
I understand what you're saying.
Mine, I own it.
I understand you're saying you just were trying to explain, but it's much easier to say Elliott's ridiculous, he's wrong.
Right. Right?
I mean, it is, but I try to understand it.
Stop.
I try to understand.
I don't know how many times I have to tell you.
What, to stop trying to understand
Stop
Elliott.
Trying to see the good in people.
I try to understand Elliott, man. I like Elliott.
Well, when we titled this podcast, it's going to be Hugh. Sunday would be an acceptable loss.
No, I just
want to put those words directly in your mouth.
I just want to know how Elliott thinks about things like this. It's
he explained it, and then you went down the road with him.
I was trying to.
You know what? I smell a lot of KC fear. I smell KC just like I smelled Dallas fear out of Hugh Douglas last week.
Not afraid.
Well, you should be more afraid of KC than Dallas.
Well, they got a better quarterback.
Well, a better coach.
They got a better team.
Team,
overall.
Yeah, of course. They have home field. They have all those kind of things. I mean, that's a tough place to play. See, this is what I mean.
It's a tough place to play. And this is not one of those, because I know how you're going to spin this. You're going to be like, oh. You're just trying to. You could just
me spin. I react to what I hear.
You're gonna be talking about you. You just trying to say I told you so. I'm not.
Well, you will.
Nah, I won't. Not this one. I mean, no, I'm not. I wouldn't do that. I don't do that anyway, unless it's warranted.
No, so I could already. Again, I called this last Thursday. I was right on Friday.
I don't do that.
Yeah, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to go through the next 2 days talking through this game, and then if the Eagles drop the game on Sunday, you will say something like, you people tried to tell me that there was nothing to worry about, and blah, blah, blah.
I'm not going
to
do that.
Yeah, and I find it interesting, and then you'll peacock around.
I would not do that.
Again,
that is not my personality.
Last Friday, we were counting them. I think it was Luke was producing it for Kyle. Yeah, Luke was with us. Kyle, we counted by 1 p.m., and Hugh promised there'd be no "I told you so's." We counted 25 of them by 1 o'clock.
Oh, I'm
sure. I didn't. No, I
sure he looked like he was ready to explode.
Yeah. No,
holding that in.
But in my defense, every question that was asked to me, I had to kind of frame it with like, but what I said last week was, so it was in reference to something that I mentioned before the game.
Right.
It wasn't like I was trying to peacock. I was just referencing a statement that I made before the game, and Joe kind of heard it as, "I told you so."
Everyone
but I didn't
did.
Mean that. I didn't mean it that way.
Everyone heard it the same way. All right, 215-592-9494. Calls on all this in the final hour. Hugh is backing Elliott here, saying this would be an acceptable loss. Can you believe this guy? Also, the Phillies. This, like, deep down, does this feel different? It feels different to me. I think they are more prepared. They are more ready. They are deeper. The closer, the center fielder, better at-bats. They're ready for me for October more than they have been the last couple years. I feel different about where we're going. Do you? Where do you come down on the Phils as they continue to beat up the New York Mets? Also, we got to give these tickets away. We got a great prize. Return of the mic. Mike Tyson coming to the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Atlantic City, January 23rd, 2026. We have a pair of tickets to give away today. You know how we're going to do it? A little game we haven't played in a while called Back Big Hugh.
All right.
All right. We're going to have Hugh answer a question about his own career, and you could choose to think he's going to get it right or wrong. If you're correct and with him and you're on the same page, well, then you will win the tickets. 215-988-1258. 215-988-1258. Caller number two will be our contestant today for Back Big Hugh for a shot at the Mike Tyson tickets. That's next, along with your phone calls. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Everybody knows my favorite whiskey is Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. And my folks at Jack Daniel's are coming out with a new flavor. It's called Jack Daniel's Blackberry. It's the real deal, folks. A smooth, sweet taste, perfect to enjoy with your friends, if you got friends. Some of y'all don't have friends, but if you have them, it's a great drink to enjoy with your friends. It's bold, it's vibrant, with an aroma of creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a hint of honey. It's my new tailgate cocktail. If I drink cocktails at tailgate, but I'm not because I'm working. That's what I do. I work. It's going to be my new tailgate drink this season. No, it's not, because that's not what I do. I just said that. Jack Daniel's Blackberry, coming soon to your local fine wine and good spirit stores. Celebrate responsibly.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.